The Escalade's tires crunched on the gravel driveway of their East Hampton home, and Pamela Knight felt her heart flip. She wasn't quite sure whether it was a good flip or a bad one, but it had been nice to escape the humidity and crowds of August in the Hamptons for a week away. She was finally home after a whirlwind trip to Venice filled with luxuries she'd never experienced. Private jets, yachts, five-star meals, and rubbing elbows with billionaires. The driver stopped, and Pamela's husband, Grayson, hopped out of the car first. Grayson walked around the car to open her door, but he was staring off into the distance, brows knotted, when she climbed out. He didn't seem to register her thank you, but he told her, "The stylist will be here in half an hour to prepare you for tonight. You must look immaculate." She opened her mouth to respond, to ask why he'd seemed so troubled on the flight home when he'd secured a significant investment deal on the Venice trip. But her focus was soon captured by a tiny chorus of, "Mommy! Mommy!" Two blonde-haired boys came barreling down the front steps, their expressions pure joy. Pamela braced herself for impact, nearly toppling over as her sons collided with her legs. "Oh, my darlings!" she cooed, running her fingers through their soft hair. "I've missed you so much." That guilt that had been gnawing at her throughout the trip, guilt for enjoying her freedom, for reveling in the lavish experiences, finally subsided in their warmth. Grayson gave each boy a light pat on the head before disappearing into the house, likely headed straight to his office, where he'd barricaded himself most days these past months. Pamela was left to shoulder parenthood alone, as usual. Yes, she had some help, a nanny, Ulrika, who came by to babysit, but she took a more hands-on approach to raising her children than most women in her position, and she wanted her husband to care more about being involved. But she pushed the loneliness aside, focusing instead on the present. She beamed at her boys. "Come on, let me show you what I brought from Venice," she said, leading them into the house. Once the driver brought her suitcase, she unzipped it on the leather couch, revealing miniature gondolas, t-shirts, and Zorro-like masks. Their squeals of delight filled the air. The boys were in heaven. Anthony, the oldest, stripped down and yanked the new t-shirt over his head, while Garrison put the mask on his face. He lowered his voice to sound something like Darth Vader. Pamela laughed at the boys' antics. As she watched them enjoy her gifts, her mind drifted back to the opulence of the past few days. The butter-soft leather seats of the Gulfstream jet, the gleaming yacht with its gold finishes and prestigious artwork, the Michelin-starred restaurants with their bewildering courses. Standing in her familiar living room, the sounds of her children's laughter echoing all around her, it all seemed like a dream now.